This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV. Five topics in about 10 minutes for Thursday, May 25th, 2023. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, the narrative. Missouri teenager who crashed a U-Haul truck into the White House's security barriers Monday night has been charged with trying to kill, kidnap, or harm the president, vice president, or a family member. The driver of the vehicle, you see in the picture behind me there, was arrested at the scene for plowing the vehicle into security barriers. Around 10 p.m. local time, he jumped out of the vehicle and began waving a Nazi flag. Well, CNN Tuesday morning was quick to jump on that as evidence that President Biden was correct when he said that the greatest threat to national security is white supremacy. Unfortunately, the kid behind the wheel of the U-Haul doesn't quite fit the narrative. This is 19-year-old Sai Varshith Kandula from West St. Louis County in Missouri, graduate of Marquette High School in West County. This is an upscale part of the area around St. Louis. Familiar with Marquette High School, daughter went to one of the neighboring school districts. Not sure what prompted the 19-year-old to do what he did. He reportedly, according to Secret Service sources, claimed he wanted to overthrow the government, kill the president, and take over. Now, even at 19, when, quite honestly, remembering when I was 19 and thinking I knew everything but really knew nothing, you got to think that there are a few more steps involved than just crashing through the barrier to take over the government. Again, you wonder, what exactly is going on here, and why was the media, if CNN is any example, so quick to take this as evidence that angry white men are the greatest threat to the country? Other than the fact, of course, that the principalities and powers behind the scenes want to keep us, as I've said, divided into fighting and warring tribes. Topic number 4, torture porn. Our thanks to David, a young man who was with us on our Israel tour, for bringing this to my attention. Appreciate that, David, because this is the kind of thing that doesn't cross your radar unless you are forced to look at it. Graphic videos of animal abuse have been circulating widely on social media the last few weeks, and this is prompting calls for more moderation of social media, especially Twitter. One video that has gone viral, and, you know, forgive me if this is disturbing, if this kind of description disturbs you, you may want to skip over this story, but one video that went viral several weeks ago shows a kitten which appears to be placed inside a blender and then microwaved and then shared via TikTok, then posted to Twitter and shared widely on Twitter. This has become so notorious that it seems to have spawned a subgenre of memes of people reacting to watching that video. Now, I've not seen that video myself, and I don't intend to, but this led to and is leading to more calls for content moderation. Up to 2 weeks ago, by the way, on Twitter, when you searched in the Twitter search box for the word cat, it would auto-complete a suggestion for you in the same way that Google does when you use that search engine. It would return and add the words, in a blender. Now, since NBC reported on this 2 weeks ago, Twitter has removed the auto-complete function from its search bar to put a stop to things like that. But again, the corporate media, which is still big mad at Elon Musk for opening up free speech on his platform now, is pointing to Twitter as the problem here and calling for more content moderation. Oh, it's because he cut all those jobs that Twitter is allowing this sort of disgusting content to propagate through the internet. Why won't the government do something? That's really what this is about, justifying more government control. But look, at the same time, they're saying that anyone who suggests that we should keep videos or, in-person drag queens from gyrating in front of children, that's just right out. We dare not censor that type of free speech. The thing is, this is not Twitter's fault. Twitter is being used to an end, but so are TikTok and Reddit and any number of other social media platforms that I don't even know about. I mean, I'm fairly computer literate, but there are social media platforms that our kids and grandkids are using that you, mom, dad, don't know anything about. And this is how this kind of disgusting content is being shared. In my view, this lack of empathy for another living being is literally demonic. I mean that, literally demonic. And the spirit realm, the principalities, powers, using these avenues to send this sort of disturbing content to our children and grandchildren, which just highlights the need, once again, for us to be very vigilant, even to the point of intruding on our children's right to privacy, which, when our daughter lived under our roof, I argued did not really exist, especially as it came to access to the internet. Thankfully, she's old enough that that really was not a problem when she was young. But kids today going to bed every night with constant access to the internet through a phone or a tablet, this is what they're being exposed to if we're not setting up a serious safeguard around our home. Topic number three, missing fertilizer. Something to keep an eye on. Again, this brought to my attention by a viewer the other day, and I thank you for it. 60,000 pounds of a chemical used both as a fertilizer and as an explosive disappeared on a rail car from between Wyoming and California last month. A rail car with ammonium nitrate, about 60,000 pounds worth, operated by explosive manufacturer Dyno Nobel in Cheyenne, Wyoming, left there on April 12th, but according to the incident report filed May 10th, when the rail car arrived in Saltdale, Arizona, 1,000 miles away, it was empty. It's being returned to Dyno Nobel. Ammonium nitrate used as a key component in several very deadly terror attacks, also deadly accidents. For example, back in 2020, you remember the massive explosion at the port of Beirut, Lebanon, killed more than 200 people, devastated the dockfront area, injured thousands of people. That was caused by about 2,700 tons of ammonium nitrate. Now, this is 30 tons, not nearly that much, but again, in the wrong hands, it could do some damage. But a California law enforcement source familiar with the case told NBC News that the disappearance of the chemical does not appear to be connected with any domestic terrorism threat, and we pray that it remains that way. Topic number two, fire in the sky. A green meteor exploded over Australia just the other night. This gave off a brilliant flash of light that could be seen for miles and miles, a loud bang that startled residents below. Cameras at the Cairns Airport in Queensland captured a video of the exploding meteor known as a bolide at 9:22 p.m. local time. This happened on May 20th. Bolides are meteors that blow up in the atmosphere due to friction. It causes the mass of space rock to instantaneously shatter with enough force to cause a sonic boom. Most of them, when they explode, emit a white or yellow light. This one being green indicates that it was high in metals like iron and nickel. Now, bolides are relatively common. On average, there are one or two per day that blow up in the atmosphere. It's just that most of them explode either over the ocean or away from population centers, so we don't see them. So the folks in Queensland got themselves a bit of a treat on Monday night, although it was a bit unexpected and startling. Coming up, speaking of unusual sights in the sky, another UFO sighted by U.S. military observers. That and details of SkyWatch TV's ongoing virtual conference, One World Rising, straight ahead on 5 and 10.
With a global One World cabal rising, it is time for the remnant of God to prepare spiritually for what is coming like never before. SkyWatch TV is proud to announce the Final Agenda Super Collection. When you order the Final Agenda Super Collection from the SkyWatchTVStore.com, you'll receive the brand new book by Terry James and Pete Garcia, New World Order, Worlds in Collision, and the Rebirth of Liberty. This groundbreaking new book puts on full display all the telltale signs of the impending collapse of Western civilization that are all around us. From the out-of-control national debt, corruption at every level of government, cities suffering from rampant crime and lawlessness, the intentional sabotage of Western education systems, and the growing potential for nuclear world war. New World Order also navigates the globalist agenda to merge ancient paganism into modern technology, to excise God's created order via the Great Reset, and explains how individuals can and need to confront all these issues head on. But that's not all. When you order the Final Agenda Super Collection, you'll also receive Jonathan Brentner's brand new book, Cancel This. This incredible new work from acclaimed author Jonathan Dan Brittner takes a zoomed-in look at precisely what we as Christians can learn from colorful characters throughout the Bible that are often thought of as bad guys. Cancel This examines what led to their disastrous decision-making and total lack of sound judgment that would ultimately bring total destruction to their lives. By exploring these historical biblical accounts, we ourselves can learn profound lessons about how to avoid the same anger, bitterness, greed, pride, unforgiveness, and even the desire for vengeance in today's toxic cancel culture. And as a total bonus, each chapter of Cancel This concludes with thought-provoking questions, organized in a way that can help readers apply solid biblical truths in group Bible studies. But we're just getting started. You'll also receive absolutely free while supplies last, the best-selling book by Terry James and contributing authors like Dr. Thomas Horn, Jonathan Brittner, Bill Salas, Pete Garcia, and so many more. Trajectory, Tracking the Approaching Tribulation Storm, where you'll learn why so-called woke insanity, cancel culture, and the mainstream media are indoctrinating our social, educational, and even military institutions with anti-God, anti-America as founded sentiment. You'll also learn about emerging topics like pandemic tidal waves, catastrophic weather changes, Mideast malevolence, and so much more. But we're still not done. The Final Agenda Super Collection also includes the amazing DVD, The Coming Judgments. Join Terry James, Pete Garcia, and Jonathan Brittner as they delve into great detail on the seal, trumpet, and bowl judgments listed in the Book of Revelation. This exclusive DVD also features Jonathan Brittner's presentation entitled Hope in the Rapture, where you'll be shocked to find out why the Thessalonians were grief-stricken regarding the rapture upon receiving the Apostle Paul's first letter, and how you can be free from this very same trap. Sold separately, the items in the Final Agenda Super Collection hold a retail value of $85. Yours right now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. You can scan the QR code on your screen right now using the camera app on your phone to place your order at skywatchtvstore.com or call 1-844-750-4985 and ask for the Final Agenda Super Collection today.
Item number one today, a strange sight over 29 palms. This occurred back in 2021. More than 50 U.S. Marines say they saw a giant black triangular shape hovering over a military base. In fact, caught on six separate videos, April 20th of 2021 exactly, to be precise. This was captured by an officer at Camp Wilson in 29 Palms. The apparently triangular object hovered over the base with its lights around its edges and hovered for about 10 minutes, according to witnesses. Videos show the lights of what some Marines believe was a craft. This between 8:24 and about 8:30 p.m. on April 20th of 2021. One video recorded troops firing a flare into the sky to try to illuminate the object, but before the flare was in position, the object vanished without a trace. And soon after the encounter, Marines say that dozens of trucks and multiple helicopters arrived at that area of the base, with the choppers flying overhead until about 11:30 that night, so about 3 hours, hovering over after the triangular craft disappeared. Witnesses estimate the size at between 150 and 175 feet across. Journalists Jeremy Corbell, who's the source of this this image, and George Knapp, well-known UFO investigator in the Las Vegas area, acquired six pieces of video that captured the event from two different angles, as well as an accompanying photograph, and they're releasing it through their podcast. No explanations yet as to what it is, although the witnesses say they don't think it belonged to the U.S. military. Not officially, anyway. Who knows? I don't, for the record, we at Skywatch TV do not believe it is extraterrestrial in origin. More than likely, this a secret government craft of some sort. Anyway, Skywatch TV's virtual conference, One World Rising, is on right now, and that means you get instant access when you sign up. 90 days to view more than two dozen presentations, and as a free bonus, all six Skywatch Films documentaries, including the two Telly Award-winning films. The most recent of these films, Ragnarok: Humanity's Last Stand, inspired by Tom Horn's best-selling book, The Wormwood Prophecy. All of that you get to watch in whatever order you choose. Essentially, you set the conference schedule and watch at home instant access, full HD, for 90 days, Find out more and sign up today at DefenderConference.com. That's DefenderConference.com. We do what we do at Skywatch TV, conferences, videos, books, etc., to underwrite the work at Whispering Ponies Ranch. This is the ranch where we offer services to ministries like Royal Family Kids, who work exclusively with children between the ages of 9 and 11 in foster care. And statistics show that they are at much greater risk of things like drugs, pornography, prostitution, gangs, and so forth, unless the course of their lives can be changed. Then that's what happens at Whispering Ponies Ranch. So for your gift of any amount during the month of May to help support that work, if you're in the U.S. or Canada, as our thank you, we will send you the important book by Tom Horn, Zeitgeist 2025. We're entering a critical period in human history. Find out why by getting a copy of this book, and we will send it to you if you're in the U.S. or Canada for your donation of any amount during May. Find out more online at skywatchtv.com. Look for the donate button there. You can log on to the Skywatch TV store, skywatchtvstore.com, or call us toll-free, 844-750-4985. This week on Skywatch TV, it's End Times Prophecy, the work of the globalists, a digital currency. How does that factor into a future one world government? Mondo Gonzalez, Jonathan Brentner, Terry James join Joe Horn and the Skywatch investigative team on this week's program. Our broadcast schedule is set at skywatchtv.com/channels. That's where you'll find it anyway. You can watch it right now at our website, skywatchtv.com, or by adding Skywatch TV's channel to Roku or Apple TV. That'll bring the program right to your big screen. Or you can go to our YouTube or Rumble channels, rumble.com/SkywatchTV, which also includes these weekly programs, as does our free mobile app. Brings all of our video content to you, the main Skywatch TV program, Simply His, the women's program, very unique as far as women's programming goes, and of course these daily news updates. The free mobile app also gets you important news updates 3 times a week and a calendar of our upcoming events, among other features. It is available for iOS, Android, and Amazon Kindle Fire phones and tablets. You can find out more and click on the link to your app store at our website, skywatchtv.com. You'll find the link in the top menu bar. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.